Gumption.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news from the Supreme Court, which has agreed to take up the issue of gender-affirming care. Correspondent Peter King has our top story.
The Biden administration and a group of parents had sued to block the bans in Tennessee and Kentucky, arguing the restrictions on puberty blockers and hormone therapy violate the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause because they're not available to transgender youth, while other minors with medical conditions can take them. The court will hear arguments in the case this fall.
2 years ago today, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and voters are weighing in. CBS's Jennifer DePinto has the results of our new poll.
Joe Biden leads Donald Trump substantially among voters who say the issue of abortion will be a major factor in their vote. But former President Trump leads among voters who prioritize the economy, and there are more of those voters right now.
Parts of the Midwest are struggling after heavy rain and flooding swallowed up some towns whole.
Cities are without power and some are without drinkable water.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has declared a disaster for 21 northern counties. CBS News Minnesota's Jennifer Mayerly.
Here in Waterville, parts of the city are underwater.
They said it's only going to get worse, and so we're just bracing, and hopefully it's not going to get any worse than this.
A state of emergency remains where up to 18 inches of rain fell here. The National Guard is expected to arrive today and help with the rising flood waters.
Up to 8 deaths are blamed on deadly rip currents along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts. Martin County, Florida, Chief Deputy John Budensk.
The ocean, you think, is just a big swimming pool, especially people coming down from up north that don't understand currents and how dangerous the ocean can be.
6 people drowned in Florida. Word this past hour, the cargo ship Dali is finally headed out of the port of Baltimore for Virginia. It comes nearly 3 months after it lost power and crashed into the Key Bridge, triggering a collapse that killed 6 construction workers. More doubt cast on the viability of a U.S.-backed proposal to wind down the 8-month-long war in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the only thing he's willing to agree to is a partial ceasefire.
If there is an agreement, it will be an agreement according to our terms. And our terms are not to end the war, to leave Gaza and leave Hamas as it is. I refuse to leave Hamas as it is. We need to eliminate it.
A Buckingham Palace says Princess Anne is recovering from a concussion she suffered while she was walking at her country estate. The cause unconfirmed, but there were horses around. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
This is news from WAUK and WRJN. Several people wound up in the hospital after a boat accident on Lake Michigan in Racine last night. The sheriff's office says it happened just east of the Reef Point Marina at about 9 o'clock. Investigators say one boat was going too fast when it hit a second boat. One of the victims was taken to Fratert Hospital with life-threatening injuries. The Department of Natural Resources is leading the crash investigation. The city of Kenosha is looking for feedback on a 5-year plan for the city. Part of the initial plan proposes fixing up 120 housing units and creating new jobs. The city is also looking for input on neighborhood revitalization, affordable housing, and other priorities. People are encouraged to review the plan online and give feedback at a public meeting tomorrow night at the Kenosha Municipal Building. And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers Myers with another victory.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning 6-2 in San Diego Sunday against the Padres, thanks to another strong showing from rookie pitcher Tobias Myers, center fielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, Toby's been pitching really well. I think just attacking their lineup, attacking the hitters with his fastball and not being afraid to use his other pitches, the cutter, changeup. I'm happy for him, man. It's good to see. He provided us a really good start, you know, with shutdown innings, especially after we came through and scored. Those are big.
Myers has now won 4 in a row. Pat Murphy.
Tobias is great. I mean, this kid continues to work in between starts. He continues to be serious about his unexpected arrival in the big leagues. Since he's been here, he's decided that I'm going to listen to these guys.
The Brewers host the Rangers tonight. College basketball, 6'2" guard Adian Knopp, who helped lead Sussex Hamilton High to the postseason, committed to the Wisconsin Badgers over the weekend. He'll report as a preferred walk-on. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Those could have heavy rain again with a low around 66. Hot and humid for Tuesday with scattered thunderstorms. Highs near 90, heat index around 96. Cooler by Wednesday.
Currently 69 degrees.
Had
sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
WRJN with the Beach Boys.
Ba 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 ba.
Because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it would grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every.
day, yeah. How much longer? No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh, darling.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. That's James Taylor and your smiling face with Corey Hartman. Happy to join you here on a Monday in for Cindy Huber, and she'll be back in just a few days. We'll be back with more timeless hits next, including The Birds and The Four Seasons.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Nair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Nair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is celebrating the official arrival of summer by featuring their gourmet cream puffs. These refreshing treats were introduced last year to much fanfare. They're available in two sensational varieties, cherry almond and chocolate mousse. So do stop in and enjoy them. While there, pick up a loaf of O&H's country fresh bread. It's specially priced at $4.75 a loaf. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Turning with the birds. Now I'm a little bit dizzy. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Corey Hartman. It's time for a check of news, both state and local, right here.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service is confirming at least six tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin Saturday night. Communities hit include Janesville, Marshall, Watertown, Lake Geneva, Delavan, and Tennyson. A likely tornado destroyed an historic church in Argyle. Apple Grove Lutheran Church was founded in 1893. The state school superintendent says education officials could have done more to inform the public about financial problems at Milwaukee Public Schools.
When it comes to financial reporting and it comes to how, you know, the community is informed, we can do better. And we are looking at ways to make that more transparent.
Jill Underly tells WISN-TV's Upfront her Department of Public Instruction is focused on getting Milwaukee schools back into compliance. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WAUK and WRJN. 14 people were involved in a crash between two boats last night on Lake Michigan near Reef Point Marina in Racine. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says speed and alcohol were factors as one boat carrying three people crashed into a second boat with 11 people on board. There were kids on both boats. Several people were injured, including one child who had to be flown to Frederick Hospital with a life-threatening head injury. The 7th Annual Summerfest Tech Event starts today at the festival grounds. It will run through Thursday with some activities at the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. The tech spotlight at Summerfest started 7 years ago as a way to showcase the region's business community and emerging tech ecosystem. There will be speakers, a competitive pitch contest, and cash prizes for startups. It's free, and there are in-person and virtual options available. And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
WRJN weather.
Bright blue skies.
lows and highs in the upper 70s. Winds a touch breezy out of the south as a system strikes overnight, bringing chances for strong to severe thunderstorms that could have high, damaging winds and large hail. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Timeless hits, WRJN. You're in the middle of another long stretch of great oldies, like this one from Gary Lewis and the Playboys. It's Count Me In on WRJN.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start to count the ones that you might ever doubt, if you think of counting me, count me out. When you count the ones that want you, count me too. And if I'm not
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Oh, I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine.
That midnight train to Georgia with Gladys and the Pips and Corey Hartman with another hour of great oldies coming up on local news and timeless hits WRJN. You'll hear from the Beatles, Beach Boys, and Marvin Gaye next.
Check, check, one, two.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest. 600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Racine's incredible Fourth Fest is coming up fast, and WRJN invites you to help kick off the celebration this Saturday at Ives Groves for a fun day of golf supporting the parade. For $120 per golfer, you'll play 18 holes and then enjoy a delicious lunch and dinner at Route 20. Racine's Fourth Fest Parade is the crown jewel of Midwest parades, and anything you can do to support it is welcome. To get signed up for golf this Saturday, call Lou at 262-620-4274.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL. HHS or the U.S. government.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Forget the day,
forget the day,
the day of
uptight time,
baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation,
the night time.
And it's time to groove,
time to groove.
I thank the Lord for the night time,
Lord,
For the night time, forget the day. They'll up on tight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation,
the night
time. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Can't
forget the day.
They
have up a tight
time.
Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. Time to
move.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
I
thank the Lord for you. Now.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The U.S. Supreme Court's agreed to take up appeals from the Biden administration and families who were looking to block bans on gender-affirming care for young people in states led by Republicans. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
These are teens who identify as transgender who are saying, but if I didn't identify as transgender, then some of these treatments would be available to me. You're treating similarly situated people differently, and you don't have a good enough reason to do so. The parents here are saying, you're taking away my fundamental right to help direct the medical care of my children.
And